Welcome to this edition of Religion Means Alive. I have the pleasure, again, of co-hosting or being a guest host for the regular host of this program, and that is Imam Alfred Muhammad. So I would like to welcome all of the guests to the show for this evening, and I would like to invite all of you to participate. When you see or hear, or you simply want to make comments about the show, so you want to call in, please use the following call-in number: 805-727-7013. Of course, my name is Abdul Rashid Akbar, and as I said, I have, again, have the pleasure of hosting this program, Religion Means Alive, for Imam Alfred Muhammad. The show today, for those who are regular listeners to Blog Talk Radio, here, Religion Means a Lot, you know, I usually come on the second Monday of each month. But I have the pleasure to come on at this time because I'm going to have a special guest. When they come on, there's going to be some important information that we want to relate to the radio or the Religion Means Alive audience. So I'm very happy to be here. In addition to participating in the show by calling in on the call-in number, and let me repeat their call-in number for any of you who may not have gotten it. It's 805-727-7013. And you could also participate in the program by sending me a tweet. My Twitter handle, of course, you know, is at twitter.com. My Twitter handle is at Akbar, AKBAR, capital O-N-E. Then, of course, I have my Twitter feed up now. And so I'll be looking forward to receiving and responding to your tweets if you prefer to communicate with us in that way. Now, to our honorable radio audience, as you know, we have had we have just completed the month of Ramadan. That's a fasting month for Muslims all over the world, and so the month ended around the 28th of August, and there's a 3-day celebration after the end of the fasting month, and we refer to that 3-day celebration as Eid, and for the Eid after the end of the month of Ramadan, it's referred to as Eid al-Adha. That's Eid al-Adha. I'm sorry, Eid al-Fitr. Please let me correct myself. So I know I get a lot of calls from my Muslim colleagues and friends. It's Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Adha is the Eid for the celebration of the sacrifice of Abraham, and that will be coming up after the Hajj. So let me correct that. It's Eid al-Fitr. That's the celebration that we're just celebrating the Eid for the completion of the fast. And it's a three-day celebration. During that celebration, and we celebrate it all over the world, during that celebration, go to our places of worship, or we may go to a much larger venue, because that's the time that the Muslim community come together. We may go to a much larger venue, and we come together and we perform the key prayers, and then we socialize with each other with food and having just a very good time, activities with us, each other as a group, and then in our families. In many areas of the world, of course, they celebrate by going to each other's families' homes. But for many of the children, sometimes there are gifts given to the children from the parents and from relatives. In many areas of the world, we are told to try to dress in our best when we go to Eid celebration. So some go out and purchase new clothing for themselves and for their children, family members, in celebration of the Eid. I started off with talking about Eid celebration because I came across an article. Actually, it was a caption under a picture in the Chicago Tribune that I receive each daily. And it's important for, I believe, to correct this misinformation that has appeared in this caption under this picture. It is in the Wednesday edition of the Chicago Tribune, Wednesday, July 30th. And, of course, there's a picture here. And the caption is, "Prayers, Festivals for Eid and Fitr." Festivals for Eid and Fitr. And let me read you the caption. Lahore, Pakistan is where this particular photo was taken in the and it's stating, "Muslims arrived Tuesday at the Bakhshadiha Mosque." I think it's the Bakhshadiha Mosque in Lahore. That's Lahore, Pakistan. "To offer prayers during the Eid al-Fitr Festival. Around the world, devotees celebrate Eid al-Fitr." Now, this is where the big concern comes in this caption. It states here, "The Muslim equivalent of Christmas." That's absolutely incorrect. That's absolutely incorrect and wrong. Let me complete it where it says, "To mark the end of Ramadan, a month of fasting. Eid al-Fitr is not the Muslim equivalent to Christmas. It's not related to Christmas in any way, shape, form, or fashion." And it's important when we see this misinformation communicated to about our religion, it's extremely important to correct it. And we have to correct it in any way and in any venue that we have available to us. So I want to share this with the Religion Means a Life audience. I'm not certain if you may have come across this caption, but let me clearly state that Eid al-Fitr, the celebration of the completion of the month of fasting that all Muslims are instructed to do each year during the 10th month of the lunar calendar, Muslim calendar, that's the month of Ramadan, it is not equivalent nor is it associated with in any kind of way, shape, form, or fashion with Christmas. In fact, it's totally opposite from it. So I thought it extremely important to make that correction. Now, if there is I want to make, if there's anyone who would like to speak, who would like to add comments to what I've just said, if there's anyone who would like to tweet me and make comments to what I've just said, please feel free to do so, and I'll be glad to read your tweets or respond to your calls for our audience. But I thought it's extremely important that I address that at the onset of the telecast here. Okay, So let me leave that now and come to the next important part of our program today. I'm looking for a call in from our guest, and she should be calling in about 4 minutes. I would like to kind of wait to our guest gets online before I start speaking about her. She's our special guest today. So while we are waiting for the, it was a call in, I will like to continue and give a shout out to all of our Religion Means Live audience. For Imam Alfred Muhammad, he wanted me to remind our audience that, of course, in this world of media, there's a cost to everything. And as there's a cost to everything, as we know, there's a cost to maintaining this show. Religion Means a Life. And so we would like for you, honorable audience, to remember to support the show with your generous donations. This enables the show to continue to stay on air. And now you can send your donations to Imam Alfred Muhammad. The address is 817 Jackson Avenue, and that's Linder, New Jersey. Linder, New Jersey. The area code is 07036. 07036. And and I'm certain that Imam Alfred Muhammad would be very appreciative of your donations to keep Religion Means Alive on. All right, so now let's see, we got callers. We're waiting for our special guest to give us a call in, and we expect her to call in any about a minute now. So we will do a hold, while we're waiting for our guest, let me simply also mention the upcoming convention that's being sponsored by the Mosque Care. We'll get a lot more information on the convention later on in the broadcast. But let me simply say that the annual Muslim convention sponsored by the Mosque Care will take place this Labor Day weekend. That's August 29th through the 31st. And it will take place here, when I say here, it will be at the Tinley Park Convention Center. And that's in Tinley Park, Illinois, which is just a suburb of Chicago, Chandler area. And that's 18501 Convention Center Drive in Tinley Park. I will be giving out the website address where you can go and get more information on the convention. But now I want to give way to this, check and see if our guest has called in here. Uh, All right, we'll continue to wait here. Let's see if she hasn't called in just as yet, and I don't want to I really wanted it to be a surprise to us here. Let me see if she's hello?
Hello?
Is this our guest?
Yes, this is Camilla Sultan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And welcome to Religion Being Alive. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you pretty good, yes.
Okay, good. Sister Camilla, first, we're glad that you're online with us. And I'm looking at a few other calls here. So, but first, welcome to Religion Means Alive. This the program is really sponsored by and hosted by Imam Alfred Muhammad. And I have the opportunity to be the guest host today for Religion Means Alive. And we're really pleased that you have come on to be a guest and a very special guest for the program today. And what I want to do to begin, I did not. I told the guest on the program that you were going to be a special guest. I did not want to even mention your name until you came on because I want you to introduce yourself in a general way, and then I'm going to ask you several questions. So that I know that you would like the radio audience to know about you. In addition to the call-in number for individuals to participate, I've set up and I've issued my Twitter handle, so people can tweet me if they like. And then I read those tweets as they come in. They have questions or comments that they would like to extend to you. So, at this point, Sister Camilla Sultan, can you say, just introduce yourself to the Religion Means Alive audience, tell a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go forward. Just before you do that, I'd like to let all the audience know that usually when I come on, I talk about business and technology. That's my focus is business and technology. And I haven't left that focus with you as our guest because in your profession, you're absolutely a dynamic business person. So at this point, Sister Perkan, please address our audience in terms of introducing yourself.
I'd like to give the radio listening audience the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum. And my name is Camilla Sultan, and I am a follower of the our beloved Imam Waruddin Muhammad and the Mosque Cares here in Chicago. And I have been in the community since the fall of 1974 into 1975 is how long I have been inside the community of Muslims here. And I am a musician, and I am also a wife and mother of two wonderful young men. And I am married, and my husband is an artist, so we're two artistic people who were blessed to come together. And I've taught music in the schools here in Chicago, and I also have taught privately. I graduated from Chicago State University and went into music education and with a major in voice and also instrumental music. Should I keep going? Is that enough?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So as I said, I got my bachelor's of arts degree in music education, and believe it or not, my first teaching job was 4 year, and it was at the Clara Muhammad School in Chicago, and Brother Clyde Elamine was the first person to hire me as a music instructor, as a music teacher, and from that point, I was married and had my children, my first son with my first marriage, and then I went back into teaching some years later and taught in the Chicago Public Schools music education from kindergarten through eighth grade. And I did that for about 15 years, all the way up to the present day, and about 2012, 2013 was when I kind of took an early retirement, and have been playing professionally all along the way with many different Chicagoland groups. And one of my most memorable and most heartfelt and loved artistic associations was with the Inviters to Truth back in the mid to late 70s and early 80s. I was a member, one of the founding members, one of the original members, I should say, of the Inviters to Truth. And we did some wonderful things with a sister who was the founding member of the group, and she, in fact, named the group. Her name was Sister Daya Muhammad Taha. And when I first came into the community, I saw her singing with her guitar, and I was immediately drawn to the sincerity and the purity in her voice and wanted to be associated with her. And we had a long-lasting friendship, and we did some musical collaborations together. That was one of my most long, heartfelt, enduring relationships was when I was associated with her as the, with the Inviters of Truth. Currently, I've been also working with the well-known smooth jazz artist, Ghalib Ghalab, and I've known him for, I think we first met, you know, back in the kind of like the cultural explosion of the late 70s or something, and we all kind of came together and started to pull the cultural community together through music and song, and he was one of the instrumental people who was involved with that. And that was my first association with him. He knew Daya, and he kind of worked with the Inviters of Truth for a little while, and then he kind of broke out on his own and went into, became very well known in Chicago, and has been a mainstay in Las Vegas, Nevada, and has Allah has really blessed him to do some wonderful things. And we are still associated and working and playing together as artists and as members and supporters of the Mosque Cares. Am I talking too much?
No, you're not. But I got three callers on. I'm gonna see if I got these right. But hold on just a second. Let me add this next caller. Let's see if this is. Yes, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, sir. You hear me, brother?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Brother Savage. You hear me?
We can hear you.
Savage. I can't hear you, bro. I can't hear you at all, really.
Okay, well, now we can hear you.
All right, I got to move around a little bit. I think it might be where I'm at. Now, I had called earlier because before the sister had got there, because you just look like you were running into a little trouble there. You know what I'm saying? You need a little backup. So I really wasn't on this subject. I was thinking about something else. And I can wait. So I'm just, I'm here looking forward to hearing the sister. And I appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much. I'll see you.
Okay, thanks. Walaikum assalam.
Okay.
This is a. Hold on 2 seconds before we have another call. Carl, are you there? Hello? Okay, that one may have hung up. Hold on for the first time.
Okay.
All right, Carl, are you there? Okay, I hear somebody, but it's very low. Hello, caller? Okay. All right. All right, Sister Furkan?
Yes, sir.
All right, so...
I'm here.
Okay, good. As these other calls come in, see, what happens is, and as our listeners are listening, as soon as the calls come in, they light up here on the board, and the phone numbers light up. And so what I'll do is let them know that we have a call. So someone has just called back now. So let me go to this call, Sister Furkan. Let's see if we can get them in.
Okay.
Yes, caller, are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, I don't hear anything. All right, let me... What I'm going to do is then ask you now some specific questions. You're working on some current projects, and I know you've done some work there at the mosque here in East Hazelcrest, Illinois. Would you tell the radio audience what some of your current projects are? And then we're going to come to the convention last, so that's going to be a big one. We'll do that one last. But some of your other current projects.
Okay. Currently, I'm trying a new live streaming platform where it's called Stage It. One word, Stage It, S-T-A-G-E-I-T, Stage It. And what that is it allows me to put on a concert anywhere I want to, whether I wanted to put it in my living room here at the house, or if I wanted a friend's house or outside, as long as we have the sound set up, wherever you want to put on a concert, a half an hour concert. It can be original music is encouraged, but music that is public domain, so we don't run into any of those issues. You can put this on, and this Stage It platform, which is a live streaming platform, is set up with a worldwide presence. So people who know that you're going to be on Stage It, you would send them the link, and they could tune right into your concert. They don't have to go anywhere. They can watch it from the comfort of their own home on whatever device they have, a smartphone, a tablet, an iPad, a laptop, and they can, you know, sit down with some popcorn and put their feet up and relax and watch you from the comfort of their own home. It's very cost-effective. You can set your ticket prices for as little as tips if you wanted to, or a minimum of $5. I set my ticket price at a minimum of $5. And if they like what they're hearing and seeing, then they're also encouraged to tip. I do have the link so that people could check this out. We're going to have it's called Lasting Jazz. This is something currently we're going to do this Friday, in fact. It's called Lasting Jazz. It's going to be for 30 minutes. And we're going to have some jazz music, and we're going to have some spoken word. And one of the brothers that I'm working with is also a longstanding member in the community. And his name is Carl Amin Ugda, and he's a drummer. He's a percussionist. He's also a spoken word artist, and he does some tremendous spoken word with the spiritual insight and love of the teachings of Imam Waruddin Muhammad. So we're going to have a little spoken word on there, as well as the jazz and the vocals. So I think for a half an hour, and you only don't have to leave out of your house and burn up your gas, and you can be comfortable, and only have to pay $5 as a kind of like a minimum fee, and it's live streamed right to your device. I hope that a lot of you will take advantage of that and check it out. And there's a place where you can make comments about the show, about what you, and then I can't respond back to you in real time, but I can read your comments and we can dialogue back and forth. So
give us the website address. I'm ready to write it down so I can repeat it, but what's the web address?
Okay, www.stageit.com/CamillasJazz, KamillahsJazz, and the number one. Not the word one, but the number one. And that link will put you right on the stage page. You'll see my picture there, and you'll know you're in the right place. And all you do is create a sign-on, and you're in. And then, you can take it from there, pay your minimum $5 or whatever you have. Isn't that
Okay, so we have a call. Let me respond to this call. I'm going to come. In fact, we got two calls, Sister Camilla. So let me see if we can get them in here. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Yes, caller, are you there? Hello? Something's going on. I don't see that call. Hello? Okay, I'm not getting that call. Let's see if I can get the next one in here. Caller, are you there? Oh, somebody just hung up. So I don't know if they just... That person, whoever it was, they just hung up. Well, I get to them as fast as I can get to them. The good thing is that hopefully they continue to hear you. Okay, so I wrote down your the website address, and we're going to repeat it a few more times before you leave the broadcast. But it's www.stageit. That's STAGEIT /
No, it's STAGEIT.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You correct that. STAGEIT / KamillahsJazz and the number one.
It's KamillahsJazz.
Okay. KamillahsJazz.
S.
Okay.
JAZZ.
JAZZ and the number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for that correction. You're dealing with live radio. Anything live?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We want to make sure it's correct. All right. So StageIt, Camilla's Jazz, number one, and that takes us mm-hmm. to your particular area. And so your next concert is going to be, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be is it August 8th?
Yes, it's going to be this Friday, August 8th,
okay,
at 7:45 p.m.
Okay, that's 7:45 p.m.
That's Central Time, yes.
Okay, Central Time. All right. Okay. Okay, Sister Camilla. So now, that's one of your current projects, which is an online, that's the most immediate one. But then you got one that's with your collaborator and musical partner, Galib Galop. You are going to be doing a, well, here's another call. So let me see if I can get this call in this time, Sister Camilla. Hold on just a second.
Okay. All right.
Carla, are you there? Hello?
Are you speaking to me? Can you hear me?
We are. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, but my dear brother, you should only talk to the people who press 1 to come in the queue. I'm just a listener. I don't have a comment.
Thank you so much.
You're going to have a lot of people that's going to call in, but not everybody's going to press the 1 to have a question. So you should only respond to those that press the queue. Press the 1 for the queue.
I appreciate that, and thanks for letting me know that. This is my first time operating the board for Brother Imam Alfred.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that, okay?
Okay, my brother. May Allah bless you.
Assalamu alaikum. One more time. All right. This is all new. Glad old man. Glad old man. you, all right. So that's good. That's good to know. All right. So you have a program coming up. Another current project you got coming up, which is going to be occurring on the 9th. So let the radio audience know about that program.
Okay. That program we're having at the Mosque Cares, Imam Ghalib Ghalab and myself and a couple of other musicians who work with him. We're going to be at the Mosque Cares, and it's going to be a mini cultural night there at the Mosque Cares, and it's going to be from 6 to 10. It's just going to be like a family night where you come in, play chess, listen to music. I'm not too sure about the food element. It's just going to be food right now. And the ticket prices, I believe, are $10 or $15 to come in. It may be $10. And it's just going to be a wonderful night for... It's also a mini kickoff for the convention that's going to be at over the Labor Day weekend, starting on August 29th. So we're pushing that with a smaller concert at the Mosque Cares, and hopefully get people excited about coming out to the convention weekend in Tinley Park and coming to Cultural Night. And the other being a part of the other activities that are going to be going on that weekend. So that's another thing that we're doing. Ghalib Ghalab has a world-renowned presence. He's a worldwide traveler, and he's been doing his music that our beloved Imam Warwick Dean Muhammad told him to go out and go after this, go after what Allah has given him as a gift, and so he has been blessed and is worldwide recognition and presence. So, for the Mosque Cares and myself, and we're all happy when he comes to Chicago and to bring this beautiful culture and art and music and wonderful feelings right here to the Chicagoland area and to the Mosque Cares in particular. So that's going on this Saturday from 6 to 10 at the Mosque Cares, Beverly. What is it? East Country Club Hills.
Okay. Now, before we go to the convention, because I want to spend a little time on the convention, there's so much going on, and of course you hosting the cultural night activities. But before we go to the convention, are there any more performances by yourself prior to the convention? Are there any other projects that you would like to make the listening audience aware of before the convention? And if so, feel free to do that now.
Okay. Well, other than my efforts at this new venue of Stage It, I don't have anything right now on the horizon, but I'm putting all of my efforts into this live streaming of Stage It, and to see if we can generate the interest and reach out to the the community, the Muslim community, the believers who are interested in good, clean culture, professional jazz music, smooth jazz music, as well as other genres of music as well, and original music, spoken word. I even have some instruments, the African flute I have and the Native American wooden flute. We're going to bring all of that to the stage. I really want to build that. And I do play out in other places like Rosemont, Illinois, and places like that for listening pleasures of the audience who come to those places, like Carlucci's is a place that I play at in Rosemont, Illinois. And I should be out there sometime before the convention, but I don't have an exact date right now. But I did want to tell you, is it okay if I take just a couple of minutes to mention the other two brothers who will be part of the trio for Camilla's Jazz on the stage at concert
yes,
this Friday?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So the front, I'll go right ahead.
As I said, one of the brothers, his name is Carl Amin Ukda. He's a percussionist, a drummer, a lyricist, and a spoken word artist. And he is also one of the original members of the Inviters to Truth. And he was a Marine Corps veteran, and he began his music career as a percussionist. And he's played with such notable artists as McKinley Mitchell, ZZ Hill, and blues great Coco Taylor. He changed his name to his name in the early 80s, and he has his own band at one point called Phases Unlimited. He's well known in the Chicago Muslim community. He, along with myself, and our dear sister, Daya Muhammad Taha, who's now made her transition, since then made her transition. We were one of the first groups that the Imam Warith Uddin Muhammad took with him on one of his travels. And he and myself got to play the New York's Madison Square Garden, where the Imam was speaking at that time. And also, so that was definitely one of the highlights of both of our careers. And he also is a versatile drummer of big bands here in the Chicagoland area, the New Generation's Big Band and Tony Smith's Big Band. So he's been around and he's done a lot. He's also worked with the jazz vocalist. Some of you may have heard of her. Her name is Dee Alexander. He even has me on here, Camilla Furkan is a jazz vocalist, and some of the other Chicagoland top artists who are doing wonderful things to keep Chicago on the map in regards to good, clean culture. He has his own trio called Phase 2 Trio, and they do African, Latin, and percussion music with the Sun Ensemble. So he is well known in the community. He's worked with Galeed Galab as well. And the other musician that I work with, he is not a member of our community, although he's a very wonderful brother, very respectful. His name is Clint Chappelle, and he plays the piano, and he also plays the guitar, the acoustic guitar and the electric guitar, and he plays a little bass. And he's been playing music since he was in fourth grade, and he went to the American Conservatory for some additional music training, and he started playing guitar in his sophomore year of high school. He's been with many Chicagoland jazz groups and bands. And some of our paths have crossed. So I used to work with Sound Ensemble, and so I met him in Sound Ensemble, and Carl, Ukda was in Sound Ensemble. But so he is a very integral part of what we do. He's a very creative brother, and he's been playing music professionally since he was 15 years old. So his name is Clint Chappelle. So those are the two brothers that I'm working with to make up the trio for the staged concert that will be held this Friday at 7:45, as I've already given out the link.
Yes, and I'm going to give it again several times before we leave your presentation here. I'd like to ask you now, of course, you know, as I stated, one of my focuses is always on business and technology, and I know as a professional musician, it's important to promote yourself, and I know you do, and I know you use social media. So what social media connection do you use now? I think I know you're on Facebook, and let's let our audience know how to connect with you on Facebook and any other social media connections that you would like to let the audience be aware of at this time.
I am on Facebook as Camilla Flutist, FLUTIST. If you put that in, KAMILAH, and then Flutist, two separate words, Camilla Flutist, you'll come to my home page. I also have a second page called, it's Camilla's Jazz, goodness, I'd have to, but it's on my Facebook page too, one of the other pages where you can join and become a member and talk about what you like in music, what you'd like to hear, or any comments you have. Oh, I forgot to mention too that I'm one of the original members of the NCAS, New Culture Artists Society, that was founded by Ghalib Galab. So we can dialogue off of that platform as well, the NCAS, New Culture Artist Society. You can join that club. And Camilla's Jazz Fan Page is mine. Camilla's Jazz Fan Page is on my page, and you can scroll down and find that and become a member there as well. And I have a Twitter page and a LinkedIn page. So,
all right, well, what's your Twitter? What's your Twitter handle, Sister Camilla?
My Twitter handle is Camilla35.
Okay. That's K-A-U-I-L-A-H?
Mm-hmm, 35. I don't know why I chose that number. Maybe that's
well, that's okay. All right. Awesome. Cool. So at Camilla35. That's mm-hmm. the Twitter handle for Ms. Camilla Flocon. And let me remind our radio audience, we're certainly pleased that you have joined us, and I encourage your friends and others to join us here on Religion Means Alive. I want to repeat the call-in number, and that's 805-727-7013. And if you want to participate, simply when you call in, simply press the number 1 key, and that'll put you into the queue, and I can click on it if you want to participate by calling in. Or if you would like to send me a tweet, my Twitter page is up, and my Twitter handle is at Akbar1, that's at AKBARONE, and I'll be glad to respond to any of your tweets that you send in. All right, so now, with that, Sister Camilla, I know that that's one CD I know that you have available, but I'm certain that there may be others. Would you let our audience know what are some current CDs that you have available, and then if you can let the audience know, how can they get your CDs?
Okay. The current CD that I have available is called Spirits of Jazz. It was hold on just a second. I'll get it.
Okay. Okay, Sister Camilla's going to get the CD. Okay, go right ahead.
Spirit of Jazz, and it's going to be on my webpage. It'll be on there. It should be on there shortly after the convention.
I'm going to try to have some right there with me. I'll have a few with me at the convention. And it's one that I've done that I think is pretty good. And it has some music on here that jazz enthusiasts and jazz aficionados you may enjoy. So I want you to look for it on my webpage after the convention. I'm sorry. It's so brand new that I need to have some more press, and then they'll be available on my webpage. So I can give that web address, but as I say, that would have to be after the convention to look for it.
Okay. I've already found it. Well, I found your stage. It's really nice. I'm just as you know, as I say, I'm a technological person, and I just typed in your name on the Google search page, and your information came up on your stage. It came right on up, and that's good. And I think your webpage is it CamillaJazz.com? Is that your webpage?
Yes. Yes, www.camillasjazz.com. And as I said, look for it after the convention. This is, like I said, so brand new that I do have to get some more press stuff ready to go, and then they can be ordered through PayPal.
Okay, good. Well, the good thing is we want to let the audience know that they can connect with you in a number of ways. They connect with you on your webpage, they can connect with you on Facebook, and they can connect with you at your Twitter handle, @Camilla35. So this is good. As I always tell my audience, my focus is on business and technology, and in this day and time, you being a professional performer, you know the value. You can see the value of using technology, you operate your business. We want to send the same. I'd like to send the same message out to our honorable radio audience. That all of the technology and all of this communication technology is available to you, and if you take advantage of it, it can certainly enhance whatever business that you decide to launch and or business that you are currently operating. So I encourage you to do so. All right, so now, Mr. Camilla, I'm going to introduce the audience again to the big program that we have coming up, and certainly I'd like you to speak to your part of it. But this is the Moss Cares 25th Annual Muslim Convention. The Muslim Convention is a preeminent event of the Muslim community each year. Imam Wahid Muhammad established the convention to be the preeminent event of the year. It's the culminating event where we all come together, or we are all encouraged to come together, and to share with just that among ourselves, but also the broader community, our culture, our educational progress, business progress. There are so many health. There are so many factors and facets of the convention that is so important, and the Imam established it for this purpose, to help energize the Muslim community, but also to educate the broader community of the progress of the Muslims in America, and what we refer to as the indigenous Muslims in America, those of us who Islam came to through from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through Imam Wahid Muhammad, and now his son, who is continuing to work his work, the work that he established, the ministry of Imam Wahid Muhammad, the Moss Cares, was established by Imam Wahid Muhammad. His son, who is the current president, Wahid Muhammad II, is continuing the work of his father, and who is the president of the mosque, has established and now is moving forward with this 25th annual Muslim convention. The convention will be held in Tinley Park, Illinois, at the Tinley Park Convention Center, That's just about a 20-minute drive from Chicago, so just like a suburb of Chicago. And it's going to be a jam-packed 3 days of activities, interested in getting more information on the convention, I encourage you to go direct to the website, the Mosque Cares website, and let me give you the web address. It's simply the Ministry of W.B. Muhammad .org, and I'll spell that out for anyone who, so that makes sure you have it. That's ministry, MINISTRY of OF WDEEN MOHAMMED .org, and then /event, and then just click on the 25th Annual Muslim Convention Information. It will take you to the information in general. It will also take you to the registration information. And it will lay out some of the activities that are going to be occurring at the convention. But our own dear sister, who is our host and guest host this evening, she's going to be hosting or be responsible for a critical part of the convention. And so I'd like for her now to relate what the culture night, which is a primitive part of the convention, what the culture night offers those who have the opportunity or have the blessing to attend. So, Sister Camilla, would you let the audience know what culture night is going to be about?
Culture night is going to be about good, wholesome family entertainment, and we have a long lineup of artists who are coming together for that purpose. And we have a world-renowned artist. Her name is Tammy McCann. She's going to be on the program. And we also have a spoken word artist, Edward Aziz. And we have also myself, Imam Ghalib Ghalab. So I don't want to give the whole lineup away. We have singers, and we're going to have, for the young people, we have a couple of rap artists who do clean, cultural, good, wholesome rap. We have a cross-generational group of artists will be there, and as I say, I can't say all of them because I don't want to give away all of the element of surprise, but we have about 16 mm-hmm. to 18 different artists. We're going to, so that we'll even have to take a short break and then continue on. Ghalib Ghalab is, as I say, well known. He's going to be on as well. You won't want to miss it. I've got one brother who I'm talking to wherever I see him. I said, "Have you got your material ready?" I don't want to give his name away, but he is one of the well-known brothers here in the Chicagoland area, and who does wonderful, wonderful comedy, and he weaves in the Imam's truth along with it all at the same time. And I think you're really going to be entertained by him. I have to give him a little coaxing to get him up there, but so far so good. And that he's going to be part of our program as well. We're going to have Wally the Communicator, who is going to be the moderator and bringing on the, so I'm sure many of you out there are familiar with Brother Wally Muhammad the Communicator, and so he's going to be there as well. So Culture Night has a strong lineup. We have dancers. I have a dancer, a couple of dancers there. And you just really need to come and see for yourself everything that is going to be going on that particular night. It starts at about 6 o'clock. We'll probably be through about 9-ish or maybe a little later, depending on how the time works. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to be well entertained. and I think it's going to be one of our strongest cultural nights to date.
Thank you, Sister. And then
I didn't
want to
give away everything, so I just wanted to just
understand. You understand? You understand? And the fact is, we just want to give the audience just a flavor of one part, and this is just one part of the convention. It's culture night. It's a strong part of it, but it's just one part of it. We're going to, of course, we're going to have our annual awards banquet. Where we give out our awards to the man, the Muslim Man and Woman of the Year, and then the Muslim Youth of the Year. We're a fashion show. We always have a program honoring the pioneers in our community, those who have worked to establish the community of Muslims here in America, those who are, who continue to be among us, and then those who had the fortunate opportunity to attend Hajj. There's a program to bring those Hajjis together and those who like to attend that program to hear what it is like, number one, to actually go on Hajj. And then, of course, for those who have gone on Hajj, to just be able to associate with each other and just kind of relive that experience in terms of just the memories and things like that. So there's a Hajj program. There's the Pioneer Program. There's an annual fashion show. We'll have two breakfasts during the convention. One breakfast will focus on the family life, family in the Islamic community, and particularly in our community, is extremely important. And so we'll have a breakfast with two guest speakers who will be focusing on the subject of family life, and then we'll have another breakfast that will be built around business networking. We're encouraging those in the radio audience to attend if you're in business or you have a desire to get into business. We certainly encourage you to attend and share your business expertise and the network there. And for those who are interested in getting the business to come and be a part of the convention, we certainly you benefit from being there. Of course, vendors, those who would like to bring items to sell, and then those who are in business but want to just promote their business, our business expo is set up for that. So the business expo, and then, of course, for those who would like to sell and bring items that are sale, it's a good opportunity to do that. We're really focusing on and encouraging people to come and to support and purchase items from our vendors. Our vending area is free and open to the public. There is no charge to get into the vending area to purchase. It's simply if you want to attend the workshops and be a part of the convention, there's a registration fee, and there are other fees for other programs. All of this information is available to you through the website of Damas Cares. And so, let me give you the website again. That's www.ministry, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y, of, O-F, W-D-E-E-N, that's W-D, and then Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, .org. Encourage you to go there. Click on the banner for the convention. Learn all about what's available. And certainly register and be a part of this annual Islamic gathering and of course, culture night. I'm certain you will enjoy the experience. So, Sister Carmela, number one, what I'd like to say thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of the Religion Means of Life program for today. Do you have any parting comments that you'd like to leave with the radio audience? Please, if you do, please do so at this time.
Okay, thank you. It's been a real pleasure, and I thank Allah for being able to be a part of the program this evening. And I'd like for all of your listening audience to please give us a chance on this stageit.com, because I really need your feedback. I want you to tell me what you think about what you see and what you hear. It's a way for us to use Dawah and to through the spoken word and through the music to bring both of those together. And so I want to very much hear your comments and respond to them. So I really do encourage you to tune in to us this Friday at 7:45 on stageit.com. So with that, I'm looking forward to seeing as many of you and meeting you face-to-face at the convention in Tinley Park. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Furkan. We appreciate you being our guest host. And I, for one, will certainly attend to check out your online concert at Stage It at Camilla's Jazz, number one. That's August 8th at 7:45 p.m. And I'll certainly give you my feedback. So thank you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Religion Means Alive. And I hope that if in the future, if I can call upon you, I hope we can look forward to having you a guest again here on Religion Means Alive.
Thank you. It would be my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And please give the greetings to your husband.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. I want to have him on our program. I know he most of his stuff is visual, but he can be expressive in terms of relating it. And so just let him know that we look forward to one day future having him on the program. Okay.
I certainly will.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
All right. That was our sister, Camilla Furkan. We so much was pleased to have her on our show. And she left several ways to connect with her on Facebook or Twitter. And I want to, again, encourage you to, if you have the opportunity to go online and visit and check out her online concert. It's going to be, of course, at Stage It, Camilla Jazz, number one, and it's August 8th, and it's at 7:45 p.m. I encourage you to check it out and then give us some feedback. She is a professional performer, middle of our community, and one that we want to definitely have support. So now, with that, let me again state the importance of supporting this program, Religion Means a Lot, to continue the publication. And the broadcast. Imam Alfred Muhammad, who is the sponsor of the broadcast, certainly needs your assistance. And so let me ask you again, if you would agree, if you can find it, and with limited resources, we know we all have limited resources. We know we all have great demands on our all those resources, that we have. But if you can send a donation to help to keep the Religion Means Alive program going, we appreciate that. Donations should be sent to Imam Alfred Muhammad. That's 817 Jackson Avenue. That's Linder, New Jersey, L-I-N-D-E-R, New Jersey, and it's area code 07036. And I know your name, Alfred Muhammad, would appreciate your donations, would appreciate your help. All right. Now, we have about a few minutes left in our program today. I want to resume talking about the annual Mosque Muslim Convention. And just this past Sunday, in fact, yesterday, at our first Sunday program that's sponsored by the Miles Cares here at the Miles Cares building here in East Hazelcrest, we had the chairman and his wife, the chairman of the convention committee was here, and we did a lot more talking about the convention, encouraging members here in the Chicagoland area to attend and support the convention. But I want to also give more information about the convention to our radio audience here on Religion Means Alive. As I said, it's a three-day convention program. The it's going to involve various sub-programs, as I mentioned earlier, the Business Expo, our annual awards banquet, various workshops. The workshops cover a number of areas. Of course, our family life. We're going to have a program highlighting and involving the youth. There's going to be a science fair program along the lines of that youth program. And in this particular convention, it's going to be the first time we have focused on those who happen to be singles, those Muslims who happen to be single, who are single and are looking to get married. We're encouraging you to come to the convention because that's going to be a program designed specifically for you to meet other Muslims and for the possibility of finding someone that can become your mate. In addition to, of course, our vendor fair and our Muslim business expo, the two breakfasts, they are one focusing on the family life, and then, of course, one that would deal with business and networking. The convention always begins with Jummah prayer. That's our Friday prayer program service. So that will begin for the convention. And college success, some financial planning and career planning are going to be some of the subject of the workshop. As we say, another one of our programs, we already talked about the Hajj Reunion program and the Pioneer program, our Believers in Uniform program. And this program where we recognize and honor the believers who are Muslims who serve the community and the nation in uniform. And that may be in our armed forces or in the civilian area. But our Believers in Uniform program serves to honor those and recognize those who have served and who are currently serving in our armed forces and in the community. So there's so much that's going to be available that's going to be going on with the convention. Sister Camilla Furkan stated, she didn't want to give away all of the entertainers who are going to be there. But you've for the culture night. But I'm certain you'll be pleased if you come to the convention and check that out. Attend the culture night program. So, as I said, you can go to the Miles Cares website and click on the banner for the convention and get the information. Since I'm here, I'd like to give you what some of the costs will be, so that for those of you who are not, but who are planning to come, let's give you some idea of what you should be prepared to, what some of the expenses will be. Now, the registration fee for the convention, this is just the individual registration fee, is $50. But a family, two adults and two children, 12 or under, that registration fee is $75. For those individuals who are students, student registration is only $40. All right. For the Culture Night program, the ticket for the Culture Night program is $25. And for the fashion show, and we have a dynamic fashion show, there are designers, these are Muslim designers, who will be highlighting their designs. Certainly encourage those of you who are interested to attend the fashion show. The ticket price is only $10 for our fashion show. For the annual awards banquet, the tickets are $100 per person, but if you buy a table of 10, they're $950. So there's a discount if you buy a table of 10 at one time. So in order to get that discount, I would encourage you to get 10 people together and pull those tickets to pull the pay for the table at one time. There's a little savings, and of course you're continuing and you're supporting the mosque here. The Muslim Community Business Networking Breakfast. This is the Mosque Cares Muslim Community Networking Breakfast. The ticket prices for that are $35. And then the Family and Community Life Breakfast, the ticket price for that is $35. For vendors, now for those who are coming and who want to sell, and this is an opportunity. We expect the attendance to be at the convention in past conventions, we've had upwards of 3,000 or 4,000 people to attend the convention. We expect to be that many or more. So for vendors who are coming to sell, certainly there's going to be an opportunity for you to sell your products. But we're also pushing and we're promoting our vending area to be open to the public. So not just those who are coming who attend the conventions traditionally, but we're encouraging people just to come to shop and with the vendors. It's our new Africa marketplace. It's the vending area, and we're promoting that it's open to the public and encouraging them to come and shop. And so to vend for the whole 3 days of the convention is $300 if you want to sell. Now, if you're intending to come and you're not selling, but you want to promote some items in your business. You may be an insurance agent, or you may be a financial planner, and you like to promote your financial planning business. You may be a consultant, have a consulting business. Any of those kind of promotion kind of businesses, we encourage you also to come and be a part of the business. It's connected with the New Africa Marketplace, and so, but the cost for a booth space there is half the price, and it's only $150 for the 3 days. But of course, there's no selling. So for those who want to be a part of Business Expo and just promote your business, it is $150 for all 3 days, but there is no selling in the Business Expo. So, for those who have the opportunity to travel, we encourage you to look at attending the Mosque Cares 25th Annual Muslim Convention. So I'm certainly believe, as the one who has the responsibility of working with the convention, I serve on the convention committee, and I'll be working hard to make it an exciting convention for all those who will be participating. But I certainly would like to lend my voice to those of you who are only in the audience to come and check out the convention. If you have never attended our convention, this is certainly one that I encourage you to come in and be a part of. Of course, lodging there at the convention site, the Holiday Inn, is the hotel that's right adjacent to the convention center. And if you I'd like to give you the contact information there at the Holiday Inn if you'd like to so you can make a lodging. And then if that particular facility, because it was filling up, if that particular facility is full, then there are hotels that are just adjoining and just not too far from the Holiday Inn, where you can get a lodging. But the number for the Holiday Inn, 708-444-1100. That's 708-444-1100. And simply ask for code, because these codes are MOS. That's the capital letters MOS. That's the block of roads that are up under the mosque here for the convention, and you will get the special convention rate for the convention. And if those are not available, you just go, as they said, they're full, simply go on the website for the mosque here, and they will give you the, there will be information there for other lodging that is also committed to give the mosque cares a rate reduction, and you can then make the reservation. I would say don't wait. We're just about a little less than a month out from the convention, and I'm absolutely sure that you're going to really enjoy this convention if you commit to it. So that is the information about the Mosque Cares Annual Muslim Convention. Again, it's August 29th to the 31st, 2014. And if you can find it in your schedule to attend, I'm certain that you're going to have a great time. So as we wind up this edition of Religion Means Alive, I want to again thank Imam Alfred Muhammad, who is the host, the creator and the host of Religion Means Alive. I want to thank him for allowing me to sit in as his guest host today, and a date that contended that I'm not usually here. I'm usually here on the second Monday. But he allowed me to switch and come in on the first Monday because I wanted to get in the interview, the information with our guest who was today, Sister Camilla Furkan. Because she has this upcoming staged program on the 8th of August, I asked if I could switch. And he allowed me, he graciously allowed me to switch and be the host for today's program. Again, I want to thank Sister Camilla Furkan for coming on and informing our radio audience about her upcoming program, the Stage It concert. That the online concert she will be given at stageit.camillajazz.one. Concert will be set this August 8th, that's a Friday, August 8th, at 7:45 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 7:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. I plan to tune in, and the good thing is this can be streamed to any device. You don't have to go out anywhere. You don't have to be fighting the crowd. You can stream it to your tablet, to your cell phone. So stream it if you have a smart TV. Stream it to your smart TV and sit back and enjoy her concert and then give her feedback on it. So as I've always said, it's important for us in our community that we support each other, that we promote and support each other. One of my focus has always been the support of African Americans, African Americans in business, and certainly Sister Furkan is one, a professional, an accomplished professional, but she's also a business person. And she happens to be an African-American, a Muslim, a member of the community that has supported and followed the Imam Faisal bin Muhammad and strongly supports the current president of that community that he founded, the Ministry of Men of W.D. Muhammad, the mosque is, and that's the current president, Wazir Dean Muhammad II. So I was pleased that she came on. I hope that we will support her and support all African Americans, all good African American businesses, business owners who need your support. The only way we're going to be successful is a community, because we'd be successful together. There are many individual African-Americans who have achieved great success. They've achieved success in the sports world. They've achieved success in the business world. They've achieved success in the cultural world. But those are individual successes. For us to be judged successful as a group, we have to achieve success as a group. And that will only occur when more of us, number one, that we're supported, that we'll be supportive of each other, and that we will work with and encourage our members of our community to support African American business, culture, whatever areas that we happen to be in, we need to support. If we don't support each other, there's the old saying goes, then who else is going to support? And so I want to encourage the members of the Religion Means a Lab audience to remember that please, when you see good, sincere African-American business owner who is doing the best they can to bring products and services to the community, please support them. And if you are disappointed in anything that they've done, please make them aware of your disappointment, whatever they are, so that they can correct them. Because that is the only way that they're going to be able to be and become stronger. With that, I want to say to once again, before I conclude our presentation today, the Religion Means a Lab audience, I really would like to encourage you again to support the program financially. And you do so by sending a donation to Imam Alfred, and his address is 817 Jackson Avenue, Linder, New Jersey, LINDER, and the zip code is 07036. All right, with that, I want to say to all of you, thank you. Thank you for coming on and being a part of the program today on Religion Means a Lab. And until next time, I'd like to leave you with the greetings of peace, the greetings of all the prophets from Adam the first to Muhammad the last. And that's As-Salaam Alaikum. May God's peace be upon you.